It's general election time now that both political parties have wrapped up their national conventions. Hillary Clinton closed out the Democratic National Convention with an address last night that touched on virtually all her major policy positions. With us again this morning to talk about last night and the campaign ahead are our regular political analysts, Republican Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
And Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
Hillary Clinton last night used the address to lay out the difference she sees between herself and Republican Donald Trump.
And in the end, it comes down to what Donald Trump doesn't get. America is great because America is good.
So Dan Payne starts, did Hillary Clinton do what she needed to do last night in order to take Donald Trump down a peg and set up her campaign going forward?
Well, if the instant poll that CNN did last night, she scored very well. 82% of those Democrats who watched gave her very positive ratings, compared to 71% of Republicans who watched gave Donald Trump positive ratings. I don't know if she's convinced Bernie's people, but she showed no reluctance to go after Trump and got specific on the economy, on college tuition, and foreign policy. It was a very good convention overall. Interestingly, it was, for Democrats anyway, it was pro-military, pro-patriotism, and pro-religion.
Yeah, I thought she did well, and quite good for her. She's not a great orator, but her best parts were lines at Trump's expense. She said, "Imagine Trump in the Oval Office facing a real crisis. A man you can, who can be baited with a tweet cannot be trusted with nuclear weapons." And like Dan said, she sounded more patriotic than Trump, more optimistic, and people could imagine her as Madam President.
At both conventions over the last 2 weeks, both parties had some discord on display. Last week, it came from Ted Cruz and other GOP opponents of the Republican nominee Donald Trump. This week, it was Bernie Sanders supporters protesting inside the hall at the Democratic National Convention. So which party do you think has more unity right now? Todd, you start on this.
Well, in recent polls, more Republicans had coalesced around Trump than Democrats had around Clinton, but that was before this Democratic convention. Trump's greater support among Republican voters made sense because ever since he clinched the Republican nomination, he continued to sound like he did during the Republican primaries. In contrast, Clinton has tried to unify the Democratic base without sounding as partisan, appealing to undecided, independent, and Republican voters as well. But many Sanders supporters are not ready to support Clinton yet. Those who liked him for being a socialist don't like Clinton for being more centrist. Those who liked him for being an independent dislike Clinton being so establishment. But many were moved at this convention by Bernie Sanders and other speakers, and they are moved by fear of Donald Trump. So the vast majority of Sanders voters will end up with Clinton.
Well, neither party is united, but the Republican disunity is more apparent. And it's about Donald Trump's fitness to be the commander-in-chief. Bernie Sanders says the right thing, but his people delight in heckling distinguished speakers at the convention. I don't think Democrats can count on Bernie's people unanimously backing Hillary Clinton. You know, Bernie says he doesn't want to be a spoiler like Ralph Nader was in 2000, but he might be.
How confident is the Democratic establishment right now, Dan, that Clinton will beat Trump? And are they in danger of being overly cocky?
No way they are cocky. They're worried, and with good reason. Trump seems to be bulletproof. No matter how many blunders he commits, no matter how often he reveals his ignorance, he stays close in the polls. And he continues to get unfiltered TV coverage, especially on cable TV.
Todd, for you, how worried is the Republican establishment about Donald Trump?
Well, the Republican foreign policy establishment is worried that he'd actually win. With his admiration of Vladimir Putin, his willingness to abandon NATO allies to Russia, his asking Russia to hack Clinton's emails and influence an American election, they see Trump as dangerous to U.S. security and stability.
Give us a preview of the campaign in the next 14 weeks, given the name-calling we've heard already, the names that Donald Trump has already tagged Clinton with. It's likely to be pretty rough and tumble. Is it smart, Dan Payne, for Clinton to try and ride above that level?
Well, she cannot ignore Trump's crazy, uninformed charges. No less an authority than Michael Dukakis knows the price you pay for trying to ride above the fray. It's dangerous for her or anyone to ignore Donald Trump or his surrogates.
Todd, some say the big handicap that Clinton faces is that this is a change election and that no matter what she says or does, for change voters, the only choice is Donald Trump. Respond to that.
Well, about two-thirds of voters think that the country is in the wrong direction, but even most supporters of Clinton will say that. And many conservatives feel it's a moral decline or something. So the question of does Trump really represent a positive change is the question. He hasn't offered any specifics other than building a wall or deporting immigrants or banning Muslims. So most voters do oppose change that would make things worse. So it's not a clear-cut choice.
Is this election likely to turn on the debates this fall? I ask that mindful of the fact that Trump mostly eviscerated his 16 opponents during the GOP debates earlier this year. So how important will debates be this fall, Dan?
Well, I think they'll be very important, perhaps even decisive. I don't think Trump, however, will be able to get away with name-calling or attacking his questioners. He knows astonishingly little, and I think it'll become apparent in the debates.
I agree. Trump won't get away with just saying, I alone can fix it. The question will be how. So I wouldn't be surprised if he wouldn't even try to duck out of the debates, whining about the format of media panelists as he did before.
Last Friday, after the GOP convention was over, I asked how much of a bump does Donald Trump get in the polls after his convention? You both were pretty much right on, saying 5 to 6 points. So what's Hillary Clinton get in terms of a convention polling bump now that her event is over?
Well, I think the Democratic convention did more for Hillary than the Republican convention did for Trump. So I would guess it's something like 7%.
And Dan?
Well, I think she'll get the average, about 6 points, but she's starting slightly behind, so it'll mean that coming out of the convention, if you do national polls, it'll be tight.
Democrat Dan Payne, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Republican Todd Domke, thank you.
Good to be with you.
And we'll see you both in the coming weeks.